In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, here we are at the beginning of a new church year. And on this first Sunday in the church year, we flash forward. We move ahead in our focus to Holy Week. Holy Week, the week that Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the week in which he debated and bested the temple authorities in debate as they tried to entrap him, as they tried to find something they could charge him with so they could present him to the Romans and get him out of the way. Holy Week moves on toward the institution of the Lord's Supper and our Lord's betrayal at the hand of Judas Iscariot, his arrest, his several trials, his crucifixion, death, and burial, and finally, his glorious resurrection on the third day. And here, all these things come to mind on this first Sunday in Advent. Advent, it's a word that means come, come. And the introit of the day says, "Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation." That was fulfilled when Jesus rode into Jerusalem that first Palm Sunday nearly 2,000 years ago on a colt, on the back of a colt. The city's king, the nation's king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was coming into Jerusalem. He was coming out of God's initiative. He was coming not because anyone had requested him to. There was no official committee from the city's ruling fathers to present him with a key to the city or anything like that. He was coming just as he came in the flesh, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, at God's own initiative. And so he comes to you at God's own initiative. Today, he comes to you as the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but most especially the one who humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of a cross for your sake, to die for your sins, so that from this pulpit can be proclaimed, you are forgiven in Christ Jesus. You have eternal life in Christ Jesus. You have a Savior insurmountably bigger than all of your sins together. A Savior who is compassionate. A Savior who comes to you. He came to you when you were baptized. He came to you in the water and the Word to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. He came to you bearing the name of the triune God and placed that name like a crown upon your head, a crown of glory, not like a crown of thorns he was later to wear. He came to you and lavished upon you a washing away of sins with the holy precious blood he shed for the world years and years ago on the cross. Jesus came to you today in the absolution of sin that was spoken over you, to you, For this is a king who comes not to conquer and rule with an iron fist, not to demand his own way, but to submit himself to the will of the Father, the will that led our Lord to embrace the cross for the salvation of the world. Jesus comes to you in the proclamation of the gospel. Now, we don't talk about political events from this pulpit. We don't talk about who you're pulling for in this afternoon's football games. We don't talk about the stock market. We don't even talk about the latest world crises, except insofar as that those crises will ultimately all be resolved and done away with when Christ returns in glory. Instead, we talk about Jesus. Jesus for you. Jesus your Redeemer. Jesus your Savior. Jesus, God's gift of love to you. The Jesus who comes to you today in the sacrament of the altar. See, we shouldn't try to limit and put Jesus on a schedule when he wants to come to us. Rather, we adapt our schedule to his. And his schedule is this: when the word is proclaimed and the sacrament is celebrated, there is he coming to his people. When his body and blood are distributed with the words, "Take, eat, this is Christ's body given for you. Take, drink, this is Christ's blood shed for the forgiveness of sins." And you're there with open hands and mouth to receive his body and blood. He's coming to you on his schedule, and you're adapting yourself to his schedule. So today, he comes to you, and you come to him as you approach the sacrament. Before the sacrament, you will sing the Sanctus in words very much like what the crowd sang to Jesus as he was entering Jerusalem. Hosanna, which means save now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. And again, as we sing in the Sanctus today, Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, and yet look what he does. He humbles himself to enter Jerusalem on the colt of a donkey, just as he humbles himself to come among us in his word and in the sacrament of his body and blood to save us all. You see, he's really there. It's not a myth. It's not a children's story. It's not a fairy tale. It is his very word that tells us so. This is my body. This is my blood. And the only proper response to that is to sing, Hosanna in the highest. Save me now, O Lord. Blessed is he who comes to me, a poor, miserable sinner, in the name of the Lord, to Hosanna, to save me. So it's appropriate this first Sunday of the church year that we recall Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, how he, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, came. One, to put the temple out of business, because it would no longer be needed when he offered his sacrifice. on the cross. But two, he came to gather to himself a people redeemed by his blood, born anew in holy baptism, zealous for good works of faith and love, as they continue to receive him who comes in mercy and grace and love every divine service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.